This is Jesse Jones, and you're listening to Flagrant 2 Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Flagrant 2, analysis by assholes, no easy buckets, water cooler commentary for your sports needs. I am Andrew Schultz. I'm here with Akash Singh and Real Life Cats, and we got a special guest today.
Yeah, a special guest.
We got today. a very, very special guest today.
I almost want him to introduce himself, because I feel like if he says it the right way, I'm expecting him to say it.
Everybody you guys know exactly who it is.
Exactly.
Do you need some tea or anything like that? Do you need to warm the voice up?
No, we don't.
It's ready to go? Okay, introduce yourself, sir. How do they know you on the internet?
Filet!
Whoa! I need that.
Let's go, my man.
Jesse here, a.k.a. the creator of the Filet movement.
That's right.
If you've watched any basketball during this offseason through Instagram or Twitter or any type of social media, you've heard this man's voice. And it's not even just about the singing no more. Like, even the NBA players, NBA players are actually using that in, you know, in games and all that. Talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, it's been real crazy. It first started off with Kyrie, and then, like, recently this past season, J.R. Smith, LeBron, and Kyrie all have been saying it. So it's just been crazy. Everybody in the NBA saying it. So it's a lot of people out here saying it.
So, you're not surprised, I'm sure, about the people who watch your videos. And I wish I could tell you some of the people, because I think it would crack you up. But I've been sworn to silence. But let me tell you, everybody it's not
watches
just players. Okay? It's management. It's coaching. Yeah. There's a lot of people that love your stuff. I remember watching this one video that we were sending it around in this like group chat. I don't know why I'm crying laughing. I can't. I sent him the video. I'm watching it over and over. I do stand up for a living. I know why shit is funny. I'm watching this, and there's a point where you go, where you say dribble really fast because it's a really fast dribble. And they go, three leg, drop. Bro, when you said, I'm crying laughing. I'm rewinding the video. I can't stop laughing. Why is this funny? Why do we find it funny?
Because it's like people don't look at basketball highlights and see singing in the background. So when they see singing in the background in different type of terms, it's different. It's different to certain people. So it's a lot of people tell me that it's just different.
I can't watch SportsCenter.
Nah, I can't.
Let me tell you something. Watching one of the old white guys on SportsCenter repeat like a big pun lyric or whatever they do. You know what I mean? Like a Jeezy. That's what they do. They flip like some Jeezy shit into a highlight.
They go to rapgenius.com.
Exactly. Google. Who's hot now?
They gotta be animated. So,
bro, if I don't hear them say drop cross, I'm not listening to it.
It's just a little lane, all that shit.
Behind the back. There's something disrespectful about behind the back.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, do you have like any like crazy stories about any NBA players reaching out to you? Because I know people who who probably follow this podcast know I work at Bleacher Report, and how I got in contact with him was we had Victor Oladipo at our office one day.
Okay.
And
Nigerian, fellow Nigerian.
Bro. They stay together, bro.
We see the last name, we're just like, okay, we're good.
We're good.
So he's sitting there.
You got barely no vowels in your long ass name?
word. Okay.
So he's sitting there getting his shots up, and like, you know, he goes to the rack, and he can sing too.
Yeah, he can sing.
So he hits the filet. And I was like, oh snap. I was like, let me get that again. Yeah. So I put it on the Instagram and I hit him. And then we had a mutual friend. I was like, yo, send this to him right now. Yeah. I gotta get in touch with this kid right now. Yeah. So now we're here. So have you had any like crazy stories about
I don't really have any crazy stories, but it's just been a lot of crazy comments. Like growing up, you would wanna imagine like watching the NBA and somebody respond to you or comment. So like,
first of all, you say growing up, you're like 16. So no, I honestly, yeah,
he's 24.
Oh, hating you. I saw your face. I was hating you. I was this kid, 17, changing the world.
Yeah, I get it every day. I was 24 though.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get a lot of comments. So you know, when I see certain people comment, I'm just like, wow, it's crazy. So
Cameron
recently,
likes every post.
Yeah, Cameron,
fucking killer.
So I DM Brandon Jennings, like, yo, bro, I love your movement. Andre Drummond, like, it was crazy, man. Like, it's just a blessing.
People said they liked it and you were like, I'm good?
Nah,
you ever have some bums like your shit?
Nah, yeah, like joke him knowing, like, yo, I'm good, bro.
Yo, joke, keep your shit over there, all right?
There's never been no really crazy bum saying it, but it's been
who's
crazy.
That one bum I know? It could be the Spanish guy.
Who you talking about?
From Spain.
Calderon?
Oh, yeah, Jose Calderon. What do you mean Calderon bust
Calderon
my ass?
I will give you 40. Loki.
Stop.
Give me 40, though.
Give you like 40. First of all, they said 40 what? We're not counting the metric. It must be metric points. I'm
the
talking NBA about American.
Different.
Say what?
NBA different, man. From a regular person just playing. He'll probably kill you.
No, there's not even a question. No. Calderon, I'm busting his ass. It's not even a question. Especially he can't defend me. How is he going to defend me?
Yeah.
He don't miss,
I'm
bro.
No, he can't defend.
He don't
NBA
miss.
Players.
Guys, he's not going to get the ball.
Fam,
what I'm trying
feet.
To understand. He got only ankles. I don't even think he has feet the way he plays defense. Okay. Horrible defender. We admit that.
This is.
Could you get?
He's a horrible NBA defender.
He's a horrible NBA defender, and he's going against Young Izzy. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. I mean, what am I supposed to say here? I'm supposed to be humble.
They'll humble you. You see that video? Jalen Brown on Instagram
first
this
of
week.
Jalen,
some fan was trying to test him. He's like, yo, yeah, stay behind that computer.
Yeah.
You'll sit here and get destroyed. I'm
get
telling you,
Jalen, this is from me to you, bro. I'm going to give you until the All-Star break before I bust that ass. Because I feel like you're confident. I want you to go into the season with the utmost confidence. But I'm going to break your will come half. What is it? Half season?
I think
All-Star break. LA.
Mid-season.
Mid-season. Yeah. LA. I'm going to be ready. Mm. I've been rehabbing my ankle. My right ankle was causing me problems. I was putting too much pressure on the cross. I'm 33. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I could cross left. I would cross right to left, and it was good. But now, you know, I have to take some time. Yeah, it's all over.
Now you're more than just an Instagram personality. You really do
hoop.
Like, yeah, I play basketball. I really play basketball.
I was watching your Instagram. You got some videos of you on Instagram.
Yeah, I got two pages. I got my fillet page with just videos, and I got my main page. Like, I played semi-pro. I'm looking to play overseas, so I've been playing basketball for a
while. That'd be a great story. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to some folks. See if we have you played in the DL.
We're gonna get you a tryout.
You played the D League?
No, I want to.
You can't call it the DL. Have you played in the DL?
It's
the
G League now.
G League.
Have you played in the down low league? I know there's an Atlanta.
You don't
want to
play in that league. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Playing that league.
Shout out to John Amici. All right, so that's a throwback.
So, do you want to stick around? We're gonna do the store. We're gonna do the show. We're just gonna go through some topics.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with us for a little bit?
Yeah, man.
Will.
Talk
I'm
that
cool,
shit.
Cool, cool.
Yeah,
all right,
what we need you to do, what we really need, is a drop, because this is the Flagrant 2 podcast. But I feel like today it's the Filet. I can't do it. Grant 2 podcast.
You gotta drop it. Like, you gotta drop it, you know?
Fuck!
Give us the show, the Flagrant 2.
Yeah. Oh, the Flagrant 2?
But the Flagrant 2.
Flagrant 2.
I like that. That's it.
Boy!
Shut it down.
What you heard, Barstool? You're going down. You're all going down. ESPN, you're going down. All right?
We're not topping that. We peaked the show right there.
I feel inspired, man.
Yes,
I feel inspired. That'd be the worst, when you are saying that to the person you're playing against.
Yeah. Like, I did that a few times.
It's one thing to hear the highlight, but you got to do it every play.
Yeah, you got to.
Anyway,
every play.
You got to D up so they don't hit you with that
shit.
Yeah,
you got to. Yeah.
Have you been filleted?
No.
By a girl ever?
No.
A girl could fillet you?
But no, she not gonna fillet me.
No, it's impossible.
This is why, like, you gotta play. I gotta be in my P's and Q's. We might score, hit a jump shot, and then, like, no, it's not
there's no way.
I do the filleting. You don't do it. Only me. You can't.
The man is confident. I like it.
They try to do it though.
You
gotta be confident.
You gotta be with the movement and everything. And people watching, they just be so quick.
Oh,
to
they
do
come
it.
At
be
you, ready. Huh?
Yeah, of course.
I could be right. I could be standing in the baseline. Somebody could be right here and lay the ball up. Oh, I filleted them.
No.
Like, I'm over here. But
so
it's
now
just,
you got like a
now
bigger
you really
target
like,
on your back.
Yeah, so it's just like you got to always be on your P's and Q's. You always got to be like, regardless of the filet movement anyway. Like, when I play basketball, I'm just like that anyway. So mm-hmm. It's just.
Okay, you know what? Before we get into the show, you know what I really appreciate about the filet movement is that it makes layups cool.
Yeah.
And that's helpful at 33. Where I can, you know what I mean? Like, I can no longer dunk, but I love the fact that I could lay it on someone and make them feel even worse. Like, I feel like dunking was for the 90s. Word. Now it's about filet. You
know? It's also helpful if you're a 5'7".
So. That's true. I've just been filleting.
My dunking days have been done.
that's definitely what it is.
All right, let's get into the shit. The basketball season's obviously starting.
Tip off.
Let's go.
It's tip tonight. Off Tuesday, goddammit.
Tonight. Yes, sir. Everybody's talking about these super teams. I've been thinking about it. There's only one super team.
The Warriors.
There's one super team. Well, there's two super teams. There's the Warriors and then whatever team LeBron is on. He's that good that I consider whatever team he's on to be a super team. But everybody's acting as if there's like 10 super teams in the league. Because you throw a couple stars together, it doesn't make it a super team.
Listen,
I really think Golden State Warriors the only legit superstar.
I truly believe in my heart of hearts. Mm-hmm. You give me a healthy Oklahoma City team. I'm not saying they beat Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they give them some problems.
They match up well.
They match up very well.
What happens when they go to the bench? Who's on the bench?
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
You got Russell. First of all, Russell Westbrook kept them in striking distance when he was just by himself.
Sure. Melo's 30 pounds overweight. There's no way in hell he's going to be able to.
You got to let that Melo hate go, bro. You got to let that Melo hate go, bro.
First of all, I don't hate Melo. I'm just trying to keep it real, okay? He's looking heavy in the cakes.
You're fucking First of all, pause the whole statement, bro.
Real talk, Melo's giving Lala a run for her money, yo. Honestly, I don't know who's the thicker Anthony. I really, at this point, do not know who the thicker Anthony is.
I'm disturbed that you're comparing cakes between Lala and Melo right now.
What am I supposed to say? We talk about his hips last week.
That was you too.
He got birthing hips, and now all of a sudden he got fat. You think moving to Oklahoma is going to shrink it? All that corn and stuff they eat out there, it's over, bro.
You're bugging.
It's over, bro. I'm telling you, you're gonna see.
Hoodie Melo.
Fish. Paul George caught his damn self
in Oklahoma.
He's been playing in hoodies all summer, bro. He's set at least 20 pounds.
You think Hoodie Melo is gonna make it happen?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm just saying, no. It's my honest opinion. I don't think nobody beat the Warriors.
I don't think anyone's beating
Kevin Durant. He just averaged 35 plus all playoff last year. I just honestly don't think nobody's gonna stop him.
I just want to see who's gonna make it interesting.
Me though. Too. I think who's gonna give them like, all right, we might have to.
I think Oklahoma City matches up well, dog. Nah, like first off, Russell Westbrook alone gives you a shot.
So if it's not Oklahoma, who is it?
Knicks. Knicks in four, guys. Knicks in four. Knicks with the suite, bro.
You see my son, Michael Beasley, the other night.
What did Beasley say?
Beasley was cooking.
What'd he do?
He had like 20 at half against the Rockets.
Mellow?
Don't matter. He's mellow from the left. He's mellow from the left, bro.
Because I know Andrew and I know what he does. You're supposed to be reasonable.
No, I'm being real. How you gonna say he's not mellow from the left? How many rings do they both have? Zero.
We're not doing the ring talk today, bro.
I'm just saying.
It's
both
the beginning
got the
of the season. We're all optimistic. We all think.
Listen, good Hoodie Mello.
Hoodie Mello's gonna
Hoodie
come
Mello.
Through. They're not gonna beat the Warriors, but it'll be You're fun to watch.
Them, Hoodie Mello.
Paul George is gonna be furious halfway through the season.
So tonight.
Of course, always.
Yeah. Tonight's the big, Kyrie versus LeBron first time meeting.
If LeBron plays even.
And LeBron, what do you mean LeBron
There was
plays?
Talk about him not playing because of the ankle.
Oh, word. I did hear about that.
Yes.
LeBron, there's no way in hell LeBron's sitting there.
He wants to give it to him?
What? Bro, he didn't have to circle the date. He's like, yeah.
I'd be surprised if he get in and just pass the ball and, you know, just wants to be out here. He's not going
to
pass.
I think LeBron could sit this out just to
piss him off.
Yeah, just to fuck with Kyrie more. Like, look, I don't care about you. You're so insignificant to me. I'm just sitting the season opener out.
I don't know, man. LeBron's been talking that savage season mode all
Kyrie
season
about
on,
to get
on Instagram and Twitter. And like he's been zoned in, bro. Yeah.
Do you think Kyrie bit off more than he could chew?
No,
I don't think that. I just think as a young player growing up, he just wanted to do his own thing. Like, it's no disrespect to LeBron or none of them, but he just wanted to go his own route. He don't want to, not saying take the back seat, but I mean, it's a decision.
Look, it's
that
tough.
Most people gonna make.
It's tough when you not feel like you're a superstar and you're on the same team as a superstar.
Yeah,
I mean, and I was talking to a buddy of mine about this, and he was like, you have to understand, like, Bron picks the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And after a certain amount of time, you got your own signature shoe, and it's like LeBron wants to go to Fuddruckers every single fucking time. You're going to be upset, right? You're going to be like, bro, can we not go to Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
You're going to want to have some say
you
in what happens.
You a championship for Fuddruckers? You hate Fuddruckers so much?
Some people hate
guaranteed finals
bro,
appearance?
Not that's, everybody that's, likes warm chocolate chip cookies.
That's the one thing about being on LeBron's team, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, first off, it always seems like LeBron's teams are like very clicky. Right.
Yes.
So it's like when he was in Miami, it was him and Wade and Hakim Bosh ain't always hanging around and blah blah blah.
Yep.
Now when he's in Cleveland, it's like, oh, like how come it's just always like him and Kyrie don't really kick it like that,
right.
or him
Tell
and Kevin Love don't really kick it like that. Like it's bronze circle against and it's everybody else,
yeah.
right? Here's one thing I don't think we get on Cleveland enough about, right?
Okay.
LeBron James is the best player on the planet, right? They've had him for 10 years now. This is their 10th year having LeBron James, and they have one championship to show for it. Mm. In what other sport where somebody could be the best in the world in what you do, and you get one championship out of 10 seasons? If we were calling Tom Brady the best ever for the past 10 years,
he only had
one Super Bowl to show for it in the last 10 years.
His management is terrible, but I don't think that's like a secret.
Oh, I agree that their management is terrible, but at the same time, for the past, 5 years, who's really been in charge over there?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody listened to...
that's the problem.
How many trips to the finals?
What's the guy's name? What's the name of the owner? Dan...
Gilbert.
Yeah. Ain't nobody listen to him? That's Bron City.
Yep.
That is true. It is Bron City.
Goals.
But what do you think about... I totally forgot what I was going to say. Trips to the finals. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
How many trips to the finals, right? It's not like he's had zero
success.
He's about
to be his eighth straight.
Okay, so if this guy's going to the finals with Cleveland, right? It's not like you can't say they're success. We always do this, and it comes down to the Jordan conversation, whereas Jordan is never penalized for the times he didn't even get to the finals, and he is congratulated and celebrated for the times that he won them. But there are a lot of years he was in the league where they didn't even make it.
Listen,
now, we punish Bron for losing in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why don't we punish them the same way?
LeBron is making it through a much weaker East.
Yeah,
Jordan
true.
Wasn't
yeah.
making it through. Now, I love LeBron. I want LeBron to be the greatest ever.
You got to remember all those teams that kept Michael Jordan from the finals.
Yeah,
those
right.
was the Bad Boy Pistons and the legendary Boston Celtics. Yep. Like those were all time great teams
who
that were keeping
who was
them
on the Celtics.
Your man Larry Bird.
Pistons were Bill Laimbeer.
They were still giving people to work, though.
Yeah, they were.
They were trash. Come on, bro.
Hey, you're bugging, son.
Let me say this in defense of LeBron, though. First of all, management sucks. The first time he's there, his second best player in the finals is Booby fucking Gibson.
Right.
That's insane.
Mo Williams.
Mo Williams. Like, he made Mo Williams an all-star.
He made Mo Williams an all-star, though.
Second thing.
Averaging 14 points.
Second thing, LeBron is the best player I've ever seen who's never had a great coach. Every other great player I can think of has had a great coach.
Okay, but all right.
LeBron barely had a
coach.
See,
I have a rebuttal for that, though, right?
Okay.
Well, LeBron, his basketball IQ was so much higher than everybody else on the floor that it makes even the coach look like, in comparison, that he doesn't know as much as he should. Right? So are we going to call Eric Spoelstra a bad coach? Eric Spoelstra is a great coach.
No,
he's not a great coach. He's a good
How's
coach.
He not a great coach?
He's a good coach.
I wouldn't say
underrated.
I'll say, yeah.
He just hasn't gotten the credit for it yet because he did it with Bron and didn't do it without him. But,
and he was his third year coaching when he had Bron? So
right.
I think he got better.
Yeah,
but
I think Riley gets a lot of credit.
But at the same time, like it was very easy for Miami to tank after they lost Bron and Wade and Bosh. And they still kind of, they weren't in the playoffs, but they were still competitive.
Yeah,
like,
well, they weren't one of the top
eight out of 12
teams in their conference.
No, but they got, but they,
that's
you know what? They turned,
bad, dog.
They turned Deion, they made Deion Waiters look like an actual NBA player.
Yeah.
Like a legitimate player.
Deion is nice.
Right? So, and he's dumb nice.
I like Deion.
I'm a fan.
Billy Donovan did the same thing, and KD made a fake Twitter account to say he was a bad coach.
That's how bad that shit was. But okay, so tonight with the Cavs and Celtics playing each other for the first time, it's in Cleveland, right? Or it's in Boston? I think it's in Cleveland.
I think it's in Cleveland.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, and they did say that they're gonna give Kyrie a big video tribute when they come out, and you know they're gonna give him his props.
They're
gonna be very classy.
Yeah.
Should they have been petty?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
They should have been petty. They should have been petty. I mean, LeBron has been so petty with this relationship he has with Dwayne Wade. I mean, that's all a shot at Kyrie, right? It's like, whenever you know, when you have a girlfriend that you break up with and then your new girl, you just post tons of pictures with her. You guys are going to do all the activities your old girl wanted to do. Yeah.
They're taking like a couple interviews together. Yeah,
you're
like
going cave diving and shit. Like everything your ex wanted to do. Boom, exactly. So that's what he's trying to do. I mean, he's just saying, I mean, whatever. How many times are we going to hear about LeBron's shitty hair and where Wade has great hair? I mean, they're really milking it. I get it. It's cool to see them together. I did like them talk about how cheap LeBron was.
Yeah.
Which I you know, if you've ever seen the movie, you've seen the movie Trainwreck, right?
No.
You never seen Trainwreck?
No, but no. There's a little thing in Trainwreck that apparently I've never spoken about publicly. But maybe I will say it. There is a character called Schultz in Trainwreck.
Really?
And he's a real dick.
He's a dickhead, kind of misogynist co-worker of her, and apparently that's a jab.
I did not know this.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Let's forget the. Forget what we were about to talk about. Hold on. I did not know that Amy Schumer was throwing
That's what I heard from a good source. Put it that way.
Really.
My only issue is just let me play it. I would gladly make fun of him.
I didn't know you and Amy Schumer like were.
It's like we can't even be in the same sphere to have beef because she's so big. But there was an awkward interaction once at the Comedy Cellar. She was giving Chris Rock the wrong directions to a comedy club. I interrupted. I said, "Hey, this is
he know, mansplained the right direction.
I mansplained the right direction. You know, women can't drive. Whatever. So I just said, "Hey, this is where it is." And then later that night, I get this like scathing Facebook message.
Really?
Like, do you not like me? Why did you do that? And I was like, "Lady, you were about to give the best comic in the world the wrong directions to a comedy club." You might not like him as the best, but you know he's top five. You know what I mean?
Top five.
So, so I basically and then that was it, and then all of a sudden my name is in this this movie.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And that's why I never said. So see, if you would have saw the movie,
that's your biggest credit.
And that's your claim. That sucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to go through that, bro. I'm just here just trying to explain how LeBron was really
LeBron
cheap.
LeBron, know your name, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Every time I'm in the...
That's two of LeBron's friends right here.
Every time I'm on a JetBlue flight and I'm looking for something to watch and there's just absolutely no movies and there's just the one movie I haven't watched is Trainwreck, I'm like, I'm not going to give this bitch the fuck. No. Not getting watches on my name. Anyway, go on.
Oh, man. No, I was saying all that just to say, like, yeah, in that movie, LeBron plays himself, but he's notoriously cheap and, like, he uses coupons and all the other stuff.
That's why he got rid of Kyrie.
Why?
Save $30 million in the salary cap.
Oh, gosh.
They were over $30 million, right?
That is true. That is true. But it wasn't all on Kyrie, though.
Say what?
It wasn't all on Kyrie.
Maybe he put
it
in
that luxury tax anyway.
Maybe he put it in there, though. Maybe he inceptioned it. He was like, yo, you want your own team, don't you? I want to get back with Dwayne.
Let me ask you this about Kyrie. Kyrie wants to be Kobe, and I think I didn't like Kobe when you played, but now I really respect Kobe and what he did. Kyrie wants to be Kobe. Is he capable of being Kobe? He's not. He's not the defender. He's not as long. I don't know if his basketball IQ is Kobe level.
I honestly don't think, and I'm a Kyrie fan, like St. Pat's High School, like alumni, all that type of stuff. I don't think he has the physical capabilities of being a Kobe.
That's
like
what I'm
he can want to be Kobe all you want, but like, bro, that's only so much you can do at 6'3", 200 something pounds.
Yeah, you know. Mentality, point guard, physicality.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, like
Stockton physicality,
and it doesn't hurt, and it doesn't help that you're you know trying to do this in the era where people may say we're in the golden age of point guards right now. Yeah. You got Steph, you got Isaiah, you got Westbrook, you got Harden, you got Chris Paul, you got Lillard, you got. I mean, anybody you could think of. Like, that's a murderer's row of point guards. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even on your best night, Kyrie's what? The third best point guard in the NBA? On his best night. I'm still not taking him over Westbrook.
I'll take him.
I'm still not taking him over Harden.
I'll take him over Kobe in an ISO situation.
Nah.
I'll take him over anybody.
Nah.
ISO, just one-on-one.
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 You taking Kyrie
ISO,
or Kobe?
ISO, one-on-one.
Wait, time out. Which Kobe are we
which
taking?
Kobe
we taking prom
which
Kobe?
8, 24, the
any
one
Kobe?
In the hotel room with that girl. Any Kobe you want, bruh. Any Kobe you want, all right?
Nah.
No matter what kind of score you got.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Okay,
Kyrie,
I don't know.
ISO 101, no help.
It's Kobe, dog. It's Kobe. It's not even Kobe.
Like, it's Kobe, man.
You're
like,
bugging.
I'm sorry,
man.
It's Kobe.
Even
you really think Kobe can finish better than... Because Kobe's going to go to the fade. Kyrie gonna get to the rack, baby. Yeah. That's layups all day. There's no way you can stop him.
That fade.
Eight Kobe, you getting dunked on.
This is facts.
All here. Yeah. Meet me up there. Kyrie, Clay. Nah. I might take that eight Kobe. Nah,
really?
Bro, I might take that eight.
Kobe or?
The Kobe I'm taking give no fucks Kobe from when he had like so much Parker as a teammate and he dropped 81.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Kobe I want. When he had absolutely
Kobe. I take Kobe right now wearing them same ugly ass Adidas that made him leave the company.
Those moon boots. Even though we love Adidas.
Yeah. Shout out to Adidas. You guys really stepped it up. Yeah,
doing great things over there, guys. All right. And then Rick Pitino's a snitch. Anyway. Snitching as Italians. Remember when Italians had a code? Wouldn't snitch?
I remember they used to sleep with the fishes.
Fuck, he did, bro.
Man, he gotta go and answer for that when he gets home, bro.
So he's done. Pitino's done.
Pitino's officially fired now. Before, it was taking an undisclosed leave of absence. Mm-hmm. Now he's officially gone from Louisville. Wow. And that's just the first domino to drop, man. Like, yeah. I feel like with the NCAA, bro, and I'm sure you know this, like, coming up and seeing, you know.
I just knew, like, as you growing up and watching it, it wouldn't have happened if he wouldn't have got caught.
Yeah.
So, like, if he wouldn't have got caught, it'd still be going on. So it was going to happen. It's been happening for years. Like, people are mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, Vic Pitino. No, it's been happening. People have been getting broken off.
He's the tip of the iceberg.
Did any of your friends get broken off?
You know, we just talk about no snitching. You talk about, did any of your friends get broken off?
I'll snitch. Come on, son. I got no problem snitching, bro. I'll snitch. I'm all about snitching today, okay? Nah. Filet. Motherfucker, let's go. I'm going to filet you. Filet all these motherfuckers, bro. I was messing with this girl. She said that Jabril Peppers in high school, the high school paid for him and his mom to move into the neighborhood that was zoned for the high school, him up in the whole thing. Dennis Scott Jr. took a bag to go to wherever the fuck he went.
Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah.
He went to NC State.
Yeah, he took a bag to go to NC State. Yeah, he got offers from everybody else. Big old bag to
but
go
you
there.
Know what? I respect it. Though.
I know you love it.
I respect it, bro. I'm like, get these young folks.
Oh, you're
paid,
dumb to
bro.
Not take a bag. Do
hell
it.
No.
You think
hell
Reggie
no.
Bush really sad he doesn't have a Heisman?
Yeah. He'll give a
no,
damn.
He got a fake Kardashian knocked up. He's good to go. This guy's happy.
His family was straight by the time he was 18 years old, dog. That's the American dream. You
damn
kidding
it.
Me?
I don't have a Heisman. What will I do?
It's like, at the end of the day, these people are telling you, okay, what are you more loyal to? This school that you're going to be at for 1 year before you go to the NBA?
Yeah. What are you gonna
or your family who have been like raising you until you were 17? And like you can't even afford to keep the lights on. So fuck the school. You can't give me the bread.
Yeah.
I won't say nothing if you won't say nothing. We'll keep it moving.
I try to understand, you know, these people who love a college team and that kind of shit.
You know who got school loyalty?
Who?
People with no talent.
Interesting.
What the fuck else are you gonna have faith in? You can't have it in your own shitty ass ability.
You know what's real? You know what's even sadder? The people who like loved the school and didn't even go.
I hate that.
Alabama fans were like, roll tide. And you're like, oh, when'd you graduate? They're like, no. I was
to SUNY Albany. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Like,
bro, why are you going super hard for the Tar Heels, bro? Like, you went to Syracuse.
I don't get college athletics outside of March Madness and then the NCAA, like the football playoffs I'll watch.
And the hypocrisy of March Madness is the only reason why it's so popping is because of gambling. It's because everybody else is gambling. Yep. So it's literally everyone in the world is getting paid off these people. The people who are behind the scenes, the fans that watch it and gamble on it. Literally everyone is eating off of this.
Even brackets are only popular because you got money on the line.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So you might as well give them money anyway.
Yeah, bro. And it's not even like, here's the thing. The schools don't even have to give them money.
They don't.
Just let them go get their own money and don't penalize them for that.
Let them sell their fucking jerseys. Let them sell their signatures. Do that kind of shit.
Dog, it's just almost like the NBA.
Exactly.
They have fans as well.
Exactly, bro. And
they're in college.
And it don't even got to be like big deals. If you play ball in college and your local Applebee's wants to pay you $1,000 to come sign some autographs before the big game, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the NCAA? Why is your hand in my pocket?
I don't get it.
I think what they're doing is they're making it so that a university can't buy the Applebee's and say, hey, we'll let you come here and sign autographs and give you $20,000 to do it.
Yeah, but Nike could buy the school. and that's fine.
Sure. I'm not saying one is better than the other, but the idea to protect is, okay, a small university, let's say you go into a small Davidson or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Davidson can't afford to hit you off with 30 grand to go sign autographs at Applebee's. Alabama can. North Carolina can. These are, that's what they're trying to protect against, right? But like, I'm not saying they're doing a good job, but that's the idea.
I guess, but I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, if you're good enough to warrant $30,000 from an Applebee's or Alabama or North Carolina, okay, but there's some people who aren't that good, but are
99%
still
of them are.
The man in their city, in their country, in their in their little neighborhood.
I just think
it
just comes down to, like, the talent of the player and the publicity for the college and stuff like that. They like, because I think if that was to still happen, these low colleges won't get recognition like the big top ones.
Of course not. So, they won't get anything. I mean, you couldn't even do Filet if you were in college. If you were money off it, real talk, right? Like, if you took any sponsorship or any of those kind of ads,
it'd have been over for me.
Because they shut down some kid's YouTube account.
Yeah, the dude, I forget, he was like a kicker.
Yeah.
And he was like, he had a YouTube series just about, like, life as a college athlete, and it did really well.
I'm sorry, if you're a kicker and you manage to monetize.
I was
saying,
he's a kicker, dog.
Let that man eat.
Let the man eat. He already got it hard enough. He can't even work out with the rest of the team. No, dog. Like, they sit off to the side and they just kick all day. They don't lift. They don't do nothing.
They just kick. That's it.
Bro, they don't even, like, sit with the rest of the team.
Set the little thing up, got the little net, and they just kick.
That's
set it up, kick. That's it.
That's it, bro. That's like, they already got it hard enough, and they took this man's scholarship.
Wow.
Just because he had a pop, just because he got popping on his own with his YouTube channel.
It's crazy. That had
but shout out
to
Wilson Sports, though. Wilson Sports hired him to, like, after, like, he gave away his scholarship.
Yeah.
Wilson Sports hired him to do, like, content and shit. Like,
Wilson Sports? Who's that?
Whistle Sports.
Whistle Sports?
Yeah.
Are they our competition?
No, they're not.
All right.
They're not.
Just letting you know. Whistle?
Whistle Sports.
Whistle Sports, okay? Yeah. Stupid ass name. Let me tell you something. Okay. You're not coming for
Let me tell you something with sports. You got money, we'll come.
Let me tell you something. We can be bought. Okay? I don't care if it's NC State, Louisville, we're available.
If you think we have integrity, we don't.
Listen, this TV's
cut the check.
On layaway. I got 6 more payments for this TV. Okay? Wilson Sports, whistle.
Whistle.
Whatever. Whistle, yeah. I can't do it. It's too soft.
Anyway, tonight, Warriors and Rockets. The Warriors get their rings today.
Why would you name your sports thing after the not athlete on the floor?
The ref. It stops all the
right.
The one guy everyone's yelling at all the time. Yeah, it's like, you know that one guy in sports everyone hates? Let's name our thing after him.
You want us to relate to the ref? Is it all ref commentary? Is it like that Diesel NFL ref made another good call? How dare they take that game away from the Jets? What if it has nothing to do with players?
That was a terrible call.
Trash.
I almost threw my TV out the window.
Yeah, I'm like a Jets fan. I got mad at that. That's bro. Yeah, it's bad.
We're
bad.
Either, and I'm not segment my NFL fans by two people. People that are Patriots fans.
Okay.
And people who say fuck the Patriots.
Hot.
And that's what we were yesterday. Like, I'm, you know me, like, I'm not, like, this season, this NFL season's been like, you know, it's like the guilty pleasure. It's like, I kind of want to watch, but I don't because it's like, one, not only because of all the bullshit happening around the NFL, the product just isn't good. And, like, a lot of people are getting injured. Like, Rodgers is out now, Odell, J.J. Watt, everybody that you, all the faces of the NFL except for, like, Brady.
Yep.
And I guess Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Is out.
What's up, Dak?
You know what I mean? And it's like, that was one of those things where it's like, okay, this might be rigged. I really thought it was a rigged call.
It's not rigged for week five.
No, but here's my thing, though.
Come on, dog.
Here's my thing, though.
I just think they cheat for the Patriots. They do. Honestly think that.
Really?
It's always Patriots.
It's always them.
That get these wild calls that you didn't even know existed.
The tuck rule.
The fucking.
I'm telling you, when have you ever seen a fumble, like, touchback in the end zone?
Yeah,
and he still had it in his hands.
I don't get it.
That's the thing confused me is that I thought that he did regain possession.
He did.
Yeah,
He stripped it, got it back, but the call was crazy.
That sounded like one of your videos.
It was crazy.
Stripped it, got it back.
Wait, not a new the new one.
That's cool. I'm gonna use that too.
I'm getting better at that shit. Throat is warmed up. Pause.
Oh, hey, yo. All right,
listen. Heavy in the case. Okay.
Whoa.
So we having white boy fun today. Shout out to Whistle Sports. Look.
Look. Here's the thing. While we're talking about football, we have to acknowledge the resurgence of a very, very special running back back to his old ways.
All day.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson.
Yes, sir.
Was out at the club. Did you see him?
He was out at the club with a white woman.
With multiple.
Multiple white women.
Cougars. Right, MILFs.
Absolutely right.
These dumb girls were talking to him. He's drinking a pink martini. I mean, he is so approachable. He looks phenomenal. Skin is great. And these girls were trying to get killed. I don't understand women. I don't understand. It's like, it couldn't be more clear that you'll get murdered, right? First, it was the felon model. Do you remember
Felon
him?
Bay.
Felon Bay, they called him. Hey. It was this handsome felon dude.
Dog, the fucking Boston Bomber women were going crazy over
him.
I don't understand.
They put him on the cover of Rolling Stone. I'm like, oh my God, he's so dreamy.
Ted
I'm like,
Bundy,
he's just killed like
Ted
10
Bundy.
People,
bro.
Dog.
I know there's a woman that you have here, but that's your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're spoken for in terms of men. We don't need
also,
to figure out.
I think
out.
It's more white women.
What is it?
I think it's more
white
women.
Are certifiably crazy. Here's the thing about white women is that they need excitement constantly. Mm. There's this constant.
That's white people.
Yeah, it is white people. Life is very calm.
Yeah,
for
skydiving
us.
And all that.
Skydiving, gentrifying neighborhoods. There's. No, for real, right? It's like there's this convo.
Underrated line.
They come together and they go, listen, what neighborhood doesn't have a parfaits? Let's bring parfaits to Bushwick. Let's bring parfaits to Bed-Stuy, etc. And then they just move in. They want to be excited. I'm telling you, because I grew up with these people. Okay? These are my people.
I've said this for years. White people don't appreciate the value of life.
They don't.
It's too calm.
They don't.
It's too. Listen.
They probably saw OJ in the corner of the bar in the club. Like, ooh, that looks exciting. Let me go talk to OJ.
Let me go see if that person will kill me. You have to understand white. Think about white people, right? They were living life fine in Spain,
mm-hmm.
right? And there was a known way to get to India to Akash's people, right?
Yeah.
On the road. You could just walk. And there was a white person who was like, nah, I'm going the other way. And there might not be a round world, so I might just fall off the edge. But I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to go for it because I think it's a sphere. How do you know? I'm just guessing at this point. But
I remember I went to a white school growing up. And I remember in middle school, they had this like they were trying to tie it into exploring for Spain.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you go to outer space, it would take 4 years. You might not make it. You don't know what you're going to see out there. You might not live. Probably not going to live. Who would want to go? Every white person raised their hand, and I was looking around like, what the fuck is wrong with you? 4 years to go see blackness?
No, I honestly, this happens.
I don't get that.
I just think
white people like the experience more than life itself. I honestly
because
think.
Life is
boring.
Safe.
Yeah,
it's safe. Like,
they wake up and they go,
they
there's food
bored.
In the fridge, there's electricity. I have a job, and if I don't have a job, my parents will take care of me. They have all this comfort,
and
they
go. The majority
go,
of white people just have like a very bad risk assessment. Like,
it's not
level.
The majority.
Not the majority, but
if they feel like it'll be fun and it's worth risking their life for, they'll do it.
Oh, we love
black people. Like, is there?
No,
I'm good. Okay. I'm quick.
Dude, it's like skateboarding just started entering the black community.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like in the last 10 years. Like, all of a sudden.
It took us like a good like decade and a half to be like, you know, niggas can do this.
Life had to get good. And like,
that's
there was
why
black.
Kaz used the N-word today.
Oh, gosh, damn it.
No, we brought filet. Kaz just started letting go, bro. Kaz out here today.
Damn.
You know,
I'm getting too
many,
comfortable around
too
now,
too many
man.
People commented, why does that guy sound white? He's like, oh, I'm going to tell
them.
I'm going
to
show them. Who's white?
Got the cameras here today. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Tony Hawk was bringing
today,
all that. Tony Hawk was bringing all that money in with those video games and all that shit. And I guarantee there's some black people around. Like, look, I know we could jump higher than these white boys. I know for fact we could do this shit more. Let's just hop on a skateboard and see what the fuck happens. And now they're killing it.
Yeah, I think the best like street skater is like a black dude, Nigel Huston or whatever.
His name is Nigel.
Nyjah or something
like
that.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah, nah, he's a beast, and he's black, like young black dude.
Shout out to Nyjah.
Dude,
come talk to us. We would like to know why your life was so privileged that you had to decide to to create danger. Okay, what suburb did you grow up in, Nyjah? Okay, the real person who resurgence was Adrian Peterson, beast of a game.
He had a hell of a game, man. If you're the New Orleans Saints, like, What are your thoughts?
They had a hell of a game.
They did.
They put up, what, 51
almost
or something?
Almost lost the lead, though. Almost lost a 35-point lead.
Yeah. But that's literally the only game that the Saints could play, though. Like, they're not.
Yeah, I think they
can't slow
season.
It down.
Every
yeah.
season.
Drew Brees is always
like that.
Exactly. Drew Brees is always going to throw for 1 million yards in a season and throw yeah. all that stuff. But, yeah. like, dog, like, the Saints are who they are at this point. Like, yeah. the Cardinals.
They're not getting no better.
No, they're not going to get no better. Like, Drew Brees is going to put up his numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll win some games, but they'll lose a lot more. And then.
Draft, bro. It blows my mind. They keep drafting yeah. offensive players in the first round. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
And they never pan out.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
What
defense
is,
only.
What is the. Is there anything to the idea that maybe Drew Brees can't handle another star on the team?
Maybe.
Who was the last person who was a star
yeah.
on the Saints?
I don't.
I think that's the Saints' fault.
I don't know.
Sean Payton gets a lot of pub.
I'm about to say Sean Payton's like the biggest, second biggest star on that team. I mean, who else? I mean, does Reggie Bush count?
Even when they were
Ingram?
Ingram, maybe. I don't know. But
I mean, who else
but
is the star?
Who have they drafted that just got really good?
Say what?
They haven't
even drafted anybody that became a star. Like, it's not like he's not like draft shitty players.
Yeah.
They drafted,
I'm not saying
draft,
he's
they
saying that.
Get, no, they still can't get
okay,
good, is my point.
Okay.
It's
so
it's just the front office.
So they suck. They just have bad scouts.
Yes. And what bothers me about Adrian Peterson is that Zeke didn't get suspended a week earlier because the Cowboys could have traded for him. And that would have been amazing.
Okay, can we explain what's going on with the Zeke situation?
I'm so in the dark with that.
So now,
me too.
Let me know.
Okay, so essentially he was going to be suspended 6 games. Then they removed the suspension. I looked into this. The court case against him by the state of Ohio was dropped.
Mm.
So there's no longer a court case against him, yet there's still a possibility of a suspension to be upheld?
So, no, the suspension wasn't for the court case. The suspension was, we know you were found innocent in the court of law,
uh-huh.
but we still think you hit this
yeah.
law. So we are suspending you 6 games.
Yeah.
Now, I listen as it's a Cowboy
just,
fan.
I'm a Cowboy fan, so I just
shouts.
I know. Like yeah. it's just like I just know how it is. It's just like we know you're innocent, but we think you're innocent, so we're gonna get you out of here.
Why don't the Cowboys get the same deal the Patriots get?
And I don't.
Brady got four though.
I don't know.
Brady got four.
Brady
for the
did. Brady
that's
did
why
sit
he
for
did.
Four.
He had to get six for this because you can't give Zeke less games for hitting
for
a woman
yeah.
than Tom Brady got for deflating a football.
So Zeke deflates a girl's face and then he only gets six. He gets 6 games.
Yo,
he only gets 6 games for a deflate face, and you get you get 4 games. You get 4 games for a deflate.
But they're not giving Tom Brady no more than 4 games, period.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't matter what
but
he does.
Is,
what
my
he
thing
does.
Is, this is Jerry Jones, too.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anybody that could get that joint knocked down, it should be him, right?
Probably
so you
care.
Think Jerry's cool with it because they're playing shitty, so you're like, we
yeah.
might as well sacrifice the season, get a nice little pick, because we got no chance of winning. Is that...
That's kind of how I feel as a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
But also, they're just not going to win the court case because it's in the. And I listen to a sports station in Dallas all the time still.
The Ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the Ticket, man.
I still listen every day, and they talk about this case a lot. And basically, it's in the collective bargaining agreement because the NFL union right. sucks that Roger Goodell has all authority for punishment. So you take that to a court,
yeah.
and the court is going to be like, look, this is in the contract that y'all signed. What the fuck can we do? Any suspension. That's why Deflategate ended up getting upheld because it's like, bro, this is in
why
the
do
contract.
They think that he hit her?
From what I've heard, if you really hear the details of it, it's not as open and shut as it sounds. Like, it might not be provable in a court of law, but...
No,
I'm not laughing at domestic violence. I'm sorry. I was just...
Nah, Kaz got a text, but also he thinks domestic violence.
Please just finish your thought before I already said the N-word twice. Like, I'm already on thin ice there. All right? I can't afford any more fuck-ups today.
Coming out party for Kaz, yo. Beating women, dropping N-bombs.
But yeah, apparently there's a lot of smoke. Like, a lot of smoke. And you can't. It's not enough to prosecute in a court of law, but it's like...
Did he hit her?
Yeah. That he hit her, that he choked her, that he was like, he was physically violent.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And there was like...
What's the context?
Wow. Wow. See, no.
I'm not...
No,
first
no,
of all, first
no,
of all, hold on. Hold
no,
on. Hold on.
No,
that is a completely
no,
reasonable
no,
question to ask. I feel like you have to know
mm-hmm.
the context of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
What if she was attacking...
That's not Ray Rice's
yeah.
thing, bro.
Okay.
Not Ray
but
Rice's
we know the
thing.
Video of Ray Rice... showed it was 100% wrong.
But that's literally the only difference between
also,
this and that.
Hold on. What if she's attacking your mom? If someone's attacking my mom, I don't care if it's male or female, she got to get at least mushed or snuffed. Yeah, it's my mom, bro.
Well,
like,
well,
come on. Yeah. I would never put my hand on a woman, but once you attack my mom, you're a guy.
Okay, so in what cases is it okay to hit a woman?
Say what?
Is that
if you're defending if a woman you care more about.
Okay. I can't believe we're doing this right now.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. You got a girl, right?
Yeah,
let's say
I got
you
a girl.
Yep. Right?
Yeah.
A woman hits that girl. You'll knock that bitch out?
Yep. First of all.
Filet! Would you say that if your girl wasn't right here, though?
No, fuck
actually, you asked her, I'll say it. Eight girls try to jump, I'm jumping in there.
All right. If it's eight girls, okay.
I gotta protect them regardless. Understood.
What are you supposed to say? Hey, you got this, boo.
Nah.
Put your hands up.
If it's the one on and she's losing, I'm like,
yeah, she got one. You gotta get in there.
Stick a move. Kaz, you said you already said your girl's tall. You said your girl's 5'11. She's gonna beat up most girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, she'll legitimately beat up most girls.
But you got like Alisa Leslie coming at your girl, swinging down on her, bro. What are you supposed to do?
I'm like,
you got to hem her up at least.
Got weave.
You hem up, I hem up, cool.
A good hem up, yeah.
Hem up is
but
cool.
But I'm not coming up like snuffing the chick.
I'll
like,
just be like, all right, I'll hold it.
I'll break it up.
Come on. Yeah. And she swing. Right.
If it's the one on, I'm going to break it up. But if it's like three on one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be like, all right, y'all got to.
I'm like, all right, y'all got to.
Okay.
Y'all gotta
understand. Yeah, you got to make it even, bro.
One on one, you got to handle it.
The only situation where I feel like it's okay to defend yourself or someone else against a woman with violence is if they have a weapon.
Okay.
So if a woman has a gun or she has a knife, she's
no
longer a woman, right?
You have no choice.
This is someone who's attacking you with a weapon, right?
You're in danger.
Let's get the gender politics out of it, right? Like, now, if a girl is attacking me, I've never hit a girl. I would never hit a girl. If a girl is attacking my girl, I'm separate. I'm going to hold her back, this, that, the other. Mm-hmm. I'm going to separate it. It's chill. That's what it is. Or if I'm going to beat her boyfriend up, just out of boredom. It's like, yo, if they're fighting,
that is okay to move.
That's the move.
That's the move. You swim stroke story, but how are you?
Yes! The swim move
is great. He's looking at you like, yo, what's good? What's going on, bro? Nah, if they beefing, we beefing, bro. Gang, gang.
Oh, man,
we navigated that topic beautifully, bro.
Oh,
we started out crazy. And
I was about to say, I was like, yo, I was afraid where I was going. I was afraid where I was going, but I'm glad.
Adidas has turned off the podcast. Whistle is still
listening. All the sponsorships are like, nope, we're not doing this shit. We're good. We are good. Good on that.
You got to protect yourself. Okay. Talking about breaking shit, Aaron Rodgers is down, broken collarbone.
Out for the season.
Bad.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes, just about. The they said likely out for the season. But, out for the season.
Romo had the collarbone.
To be honest, I think he's going to be out. And I don't think he's going to be out long. But I think he might be out majority of the season.
Yeah.
That's because if they're not too. If they're
the
not
collarbone
playing,
is the most, it's like the most, it's one of the sensitive parts on the top of your torso. So it's like, it's going to take a while for that to hit.
And you can't get dropped again or it's going
to
snap.
Yeah, as soon as you, any type of, that's what happened to Romo. That's what really kind of took him out of his career. But
once
he hurt his rib, he kept getting hit there and it just kept getting worse.
And it's like he the last time Aaron Rodgers was out, it was his other collarbone.
Yeah, it was his other collarbone. Yeah.
This is his throwing shoulder.
You can't fuck with that.
So it's like, you can't mess with
that. 7 weeks left. Well, no, not 11. There's 11 weeks left in the season. Actually.
Yeah,
so maybe.
If they make the playoffs, they'd be fine.
I mean, you know who'd give him a shot if they signed him?
Your boy Cap.
You know, they'd give him a fighting chance if they signed him.
You got to give him at least a chance, man.
Because every time they want an opinion about how Cap shouldn't be on a team, they go for the black dude to give it.
Of course.
The white dude is throwing the alley-oop.
They go to Ryan Clark. Yep. Ryan Clark said,
Stockton to Malone, baby.
Well, I think that every time.
It's like, see, it's him. It's not us.
That's what you got to do. You got to do a fillet. Of them having that conversation.
I gotta find the video.
Step back.
All right, so let's talk about it. Yeah. Colin Kaepernick is he's about to sue the NFL. He's going after filing a grievance against the National Football League that kept him out of the league. Apparently, this is why he's been silent. This is why he hasn't, like, he's apparently spoken to every single NFL team about trying to get a job. They haven't given him a job yet. So he chose, which I thought was interesting, he chose not to use the NFLPA. He went through his own independent.
Good. Why?
That's good. Because it's part of the NFL. It's part of something that they're keeping him away from.
So the league would have influence?
It would have influence on it. So
also,
this is the same
players union that negotiated into the collective bargaining agreement that Roger Goodell has absolute power. Like, they suck.
It's bad.
These players get treated the worst. They kill themselves.
Who's worse at negotiating? NFL Players Association, Native Americans.
It's on par.
It's close.
It is pretty close, though.
It's close. They are all giving away their brains for the same price as Manhattan.
Right. Wow. So, and they don't even get necklace, nothing. Right, you don't get beads.
Yeah. And you know what money is. And Native Americans didn't really know money. You could do that. That was a weird concept.
The worst part about that player is the players committee is that, like, these people are signing these contracts knowing that they're not going to get this money.
For real.
Like, they know, like, you could sign for like $80 million, which is like, apparently, chump change in the NBA now. Right. Like, fucking, like, Marquise Morris can make $80 million.
We got to talk about it in a second.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you're not getting this money. Perfect example, look at Odell Beckham, right?
Yep.
Odell Beckham, he wants to be the highest paid player in the NFL. Yep. He damn sure probably was worth it, just judging by, like, how much offense he produces for the Giants and yada, yada, yada. Snaps his ankle. And not only did he not sign it, which is the reason why most NFL players sit out, which is your only bargaining chip in this entire NFLPA. Like, we'll sit out and I could possibly sign this contract where I maybe get close to this guaranteed money. Mm. Right? Now you're at a point where, what do you do if, you know, you're the NFLPA and you're supposed to trust this, you know, this committee that's supposed to look out for your best interests. So I feel Cap not, like, you know
having not these trusting, guys. Not trusting
Eminem him. Did more for Colin Kaepernick than the players union has ever done.
Those are that freestyle shit, right?
I just feel like he shouldn't be punished for what he believed in. That's just my opinion on the Cap situation.
I agree.
I just feel like he shouldn't be punished for that.
I agree. And one thing that I need to add to that is, with Cap, the only thing that really bothered me about this whole thing is just the excuses you keep hearing over and over about why people don't want to sign him.
He's
like,
not a bad quarterback.
Yeah, it's like if Tom Savage could start over Deshaun Watson for a series. I don't even care if it was a whole game. He started over him for a series. He was clearly terrible. Mm-hmm. All the Browns quarterbacks are terrible.
Right.
Like, you mean to tell me this guy can't find, like, it boggles my mind, because it's like these people prioritize their politics over winning, when winning is supposed to be the most important thing in the NFL.
It's not, though. The reason they prioritize winning is because winning makes you money.
Yeah.
They prioritize winning.
That's
it.
That's all it's about.
There's no
about
NFL owner who's like, I just love football and I only made money so I could buy a football team. That's not how they work.
No, he's absolutely right.
Making money.
So they all own the Toronto football teams who say I own football.
What is it? The Toronto Maple Leafs?
If you're weighing the options, right? So if you believe that I'm going to sign Kaepernick and I'm going to have so many people boycott my team or this league that the winning that he's going to bring me is not going to outweigh the money I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
It boggles my mind that people believe that they're that racist that if you make all this money from winning, you're still going to lose so much because you got this guy as the face of your team.
It's a horrible decision.
Yeah.
By the owners, because they're underestimating the value of winning.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that we know for a fact is when,
and they're underestimating the black dollar as well.
Sure. Yeah. But more importantly, the value of winning, because the black dollar is 12% of America.
But
right?
It's a good percentage.
Sure, but it's 12%. So realistically, it's not.
And it's
huge.
More in the NFL, I would think.
Yeah.
It's 12% tops in America is what I'm trying to say. There's 12% of America are black.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like that's what it can be. Now you're saying of how many people watch the
NFL? How many people?
NFL,
those people
let's say
watch
it's 30%. Let's say 30%, which would be double or more than double the representation.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, winning cures everything, right? Like, you look at a city like Boston, historically a very racist city.
Still racist. Not even historically.
Well, okay.
It's racist
now,
today.
Currently. I can't speak on it because I'm not there to see it, but let's say historically, definitely,
has
and now.
Racist moments.
Has raised moments.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Russell, the first, black coach in basketball history, the first black player coach in basketball, and maybe even the first player coach in basketball. He's winning. There was a lot of white people that probably didn't like black people there. They were like, but he's doing the whole, he's one of the good ones.
Yeah,
that
but
kind of
you'll watch those documentaries of Bill Russell, and he's talking about, bro, like, I'm winning championships for the city, and these motherfuckers won't even let me sit on the table.
Sure. So better example. America and Japan bomb each other, World War II.
Okay.
15 years later, they're LeBron and Dwayne Wade. Hey, I love your culture. Hey, I love your food. Hey, bring it over. Let's be besties. And don't worry, we got you with the army, everything. It's like as if that never happened.
I mean,
if you look at the relationship between Japan and America, it's as if we never drop two nuclear bombs on them and they never bomb Pearl Harbor. It's amazing. So at least in my personal opinion, I feel like winning cures all. And if you are worried about some sort of effect of racist viewers or something like that, mm-hmm. not watching, I think you underestimate how much people love sports.
Can I say mm-hmm. two things?
Because there are some racist people in Mississippi and Alabama who tend to like watching Mississippi and Alabama.
Here's what I would say to that. I think Colin Kaepernick should have a job, but I don't think he's good enough to take a team to the Super Bowl. Now, second thing I will say, you know who should sign Colin Kaepernick?
Who?
The Jaguars. Mm-hmm. No one wants to
Bortles
watch. Bortles is trash. They don't do well in Florida. Everybody likes the Gators. They can't even sell out games. Who gives a fuck if your sales are bad? They're already talking about moving the team. Sign a guy who's definitely better than Bortles, and you got a great defense behind him, and he can win games for them.
But they're playing well. They're
I just think the NFL don't want to give in because
of Leonard
Fournette. They don't want to break because if they break, it's going to be like, oh,
yeah, but
NFL
they got a Muslim owner, fantastic dude, to be like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one, they're winning games because of Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette is a grown man.
He's a grown ass man.
This dude is wow.
And two, do you think Cap has a legitimate case against the NFL? Like, do you think
there's no way to prove it? Yeah, he's doing it for publicity, which is smart because you want to keep it going, you want to keep your name out there, you want to keep the message out there. But in terms of proving collusion, you would have to literally prove that there was some sort of email or text chain amongst NFL owners saying that they didn't want you to be on the team.
But the guy who took the case is a pretty strong lawyer. You don't think there's something?
Fam.
You don't think that? You don't think
who's
that,
not going to take that case?
You don't think there's an ace in the hole that he might have?
There are women that defend Cosby. I'm sure you can get a guy, right? The female lawyer said Cosby didn't rape all these women. I'm sure you can get a guy to say a lawyer to say Kaepernick deserves.
No, it's not even about a lawyer.
No, he's saying. You can't prove players in the NBA collude to go to whatever team. There's no way they can prove that ever. Mm-hmm. We all get annoyed as fans when the other team gets the best free agents. You can't prove they colluded because there's no way to prove it.
Yeah.
Same way with the NBA.
Not even if you have a picture of them on a banana boat together. Or whatever they were.
Not even if you have a picture of them all toasting to each other at a wedding. Like, we're all going to play together one day.
Cavaliers on three.
You think the NFL owners are going to get proven that they were colluding? People way more rich and powerful with way stronger lawyers and all that stuff. They're not good.
I just think if Kaepernick don't do what he do, they're just going to decease what's going on with him. He's just going to push it out the way. And it's just going to be over. He's going to keep going. Well, that's why he's doing
that. There's an interesting question, which is it more effective if he doesn't get on a team?
Yes. But why I say yes is because if he doesn't get on a team, people are going to see like, oh, we have no rights regardless of what happens if he doesn't file or not. So it's just like he's going to continue to do what he do to get his right or to get his justice because it's clearly driven what's going on in the NFL.
Yeah. Because think about it. If he does get on the team and he plays shitty,
it's going to be better.
It's going to be way
worse. Every one of the team owners like, yo, we told you so. We're not complaining.
Told y'all.
You know what I mean?
Like, got money. He signed a contract like a $25 million signing bonus. He's a smart dude. He's not blowing the money.
But the thing is, what people forget about Cap, he didn't do bad when he played. Like, look at the years he played with San Fran. He had a different coach and a different playbook every single year.
You have to learn different players.
Yeah. So it just wasn't his fault all the time.
And when he had a good quarterback coach, he played really well.
He played good.
Because
with Harbaugh.
What's his Harbaugh takes care of his quarterbacks, you know. I think he played well, and if you give Cap somebody like Andy Reid, I think he could thrive. I mean, look what he's done with Alex. I mean, that's a whole different discussion because we have to now have the discussion as NFL fans: is Andy Reid the greatest coach who's never won a Super Bowl as a head coach, or is Alex Smith a legit quarterback? Because it's one or the other.
I think Alex Smith is a legit quarterback.
I think
remember Alex Smith was the number one overall pick.
Yeah,
he was the number one overall pick before. Like, he's now starting to live up to that, even if it took him like forever to get there.
No, he was the number one overall pick 12 years ago.
Yeah. But dog, if you're just getting there.
30s. This ain't stand-up comedy.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Started 21, takes 10 years to get good. They've been playing football his whole goddamn life.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but like
Texas he's just hold them.
Fuck out of here, man. Nobody gets
Chris him. Moneymaker just turned 47 and has he really hit his stride with this poker game.
He can't be the anomaly. He can't be the anomaly.
Who here at 30 felt more spry than they did at 22?
Now your boy
Tom Brady?
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner came in late, was never bad.
He was just average as fuck. And like, for your number one overall pick, like, you can't just be average. You can't be a game manager. He was like the game manager. Yeah. Now they're like winning
and
games.
So you're not giving credit to the coach that he suddenly started playing better when he got there.
No.
You're giving credit to the quarterback.
Andy Reid
sucks. Like, oh, he finally figured it out.
I think Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's trash.
I think Andy Reid might be the best coach to not win a Super Bowl on his own. Because
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, bro. Because what he did with Philly,
if nothing else, great at finding talent.
Because Philly wasn't even that good before.
Philly was that. And Donovan McNabb, from what my understanding, and I might get the stats wrong, but his actual quarterback numbers were atrocious.
Really?
And he managed to go.
He won MVP. He had MVP seasons. How did he have a good?
When that happened,
Andy Reid. Wait, wasn't it when?
And then he took Michael Vick.
All right, but Michael Vick was still a dog back.
Well, I wouldn't use the word dog.
Michael Vick was still very good. Michael Vick was still very good. But yeah, man, I don't know. I've never really been sold on Andy Reid, man. Like his play calling ability is just, you know. In crunch time situations, like when
his
it's time
management
to
is the worst.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. And it's like, bro, like that's when you make your money. You don't make your money in week 6 against like the Ravens or something. You make your money when the pressure's on, everybody knows what you're gonna do, you've been scouted a million times. It's up to you to draw something up and make something happen.
That's a great point. He's a great regular season coach. Come playoffs, maybe he doesn't have the strategy to make things happen.
He's ironically the modern day Marty Schottenheimer. Who also coached the Chiefs.
That's
really basically ironic what it seems like. But he's still a great coach.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good coach.
You don't fuck with him.
I don't fuck with
Wait,
him.
Wait, how did we even get into this? Oh, no, we were talking about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So I think we have, it's an interesting discussion. I actually, because I care about the movement and I think the movement is very important, and I think that if he makes a team and is unsuccessful, it would hurt the movement in a way.
I mean,
I think he's more powerful not being on a team.
Yeah.
I mean, this
I really
lawsuit,
feel that way.
I feel like this lawsuit or this suit that he's putting out is basically him, I don't want to say giving up, but like saying like, yo, like I tried. I'm not going to, I know you guys aren't going to sign me. So like, I think the only thing that could mess that up is if a team is like, here.
So and if they do that, it's going to be pointless for him to even do what he's doing.
Mm. And this
I think
may
if
be
he was a son, it would be pointless for him to foul. Like, why would he be like foul and be playing the NBA? It's pointless.
Interesting. I mean, NFL, yeah. So this is him like, just submitting.
Yeah. Like,
so if you're Colin Kaepernick and you've already signed this deal, you don't know Aaron Rodgers is getting hurt, right? And then like the Packers offer you a deal the next day, do you sign it?
Hell's the fuck yeah.
Well,
dude.
Here's the thing, though.
You wouldn't?
You'd
be crazy.
This might be the best thing for his legacy.
Because now, sorry, just to respond to that, if he doesn't sign it, then the teams can be saying the whole time, yo, he never wanted to play. He was just doing that for PR.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing it, you might be doing something for PR for an issue that needs PR.
Yeah.
So it's not like
I was about to say it's not like a Kardashian.
Exactly.
Like,
you're not taking titty pics for attention.
No.
You are doing something for attention that needs attention. I'm concerned that by actually playing for a team, it takes away.
Yeah,
but that's what he should
legacy.
Be doing. That's what he should be doing it for, to get on the team.
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't get on team. Best thing for your legacy, don't get on team. Because right now, his legacy is the dude that started a movement. There was a fucking soccer team in like Germany or something that took a knee. I don't know what one of these European countries we got to pretend to give a fuck about. Took a knee. It's
but everybody
that
that's not taking a knee. It's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Nah, but here's...
This is what the movement should be targeted to.
Yeah.
Like, it's people outside the NFL that's not taking a knee. So it gets to even Jerry Jones saying, if anybody takes a knee, you're losing your job.
Yeah. Think of that.
It's crazy.
His ripple. That's his... He's the dude that started
that.
He's Rosa Parks for this. Yeah. That's what he is. And if he comes back... I'm fucking up memories, but I remember Jim Harbaugh's last year, they were talking like Colin Kaepernick is falling off heavily.
Yeah.
I think defense is figuring him out. I don't know what's going on. And then it just got worse and worse. He might not be the guy we remember that got them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he hadn't played in two
years. Basically
but
saying,
if I'm
Rosa
him,
Parks.
I sit on my signing bonus money. He's a smart dude. He's good. And now you just have this legacy.
I saw him play a lot last.
Yo, real talk, it's like
the same situation would be if the bus company was like, all right, you can sit there, Rosa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of want the bus to be like, nah, you can't.
She just got up and left.
Exactly.
That's basically if he saw the NFL.
Right? Like, because then you're not going to bring as much attention to the issue. It's not a national story. What if the bus driver, imagine the bus driver was like, yeah, why can't black people sit on the back of the bus? That's odd. That seems wildly unfair.
You stay there,
go for it, Rosa. You must be tired. And any other black people, by any means, please do it. So in a weird way, if we care about bringing attention to this issue, because this issue is not about Colin Kaepernick being on an NFL team. This issue is about innocent black people getting shot and killed, and they're not being justiced in there. So that's the real thing that we can't take our eyes off of.
But my thing is with him, and if he gets signed to a team or not, that's assuming that he doesn't have a plan after he gets signed to a team.
But you know,
I'm sure
the sad part about they're trying to take what he's doing from the fact that what he's saying about rights in general.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to focus on what he's doing and all this taking a knee.
Shift the narrative.
It's not about that. It's about the action, that's going on.
Yeah, like, people aren't paying attention to the narrative. They're just paying attention to the action and the optics. It's like, oh, you're disrespectful to America. And they're like, no. This is a gesture to shed light.
Well, he shifted the narrative a little bit too. Like, he had
did he shift the narrative? He didn't speak.
He hasn't spoken at all. Fucking cops with pigs socks. To like becoming a lot more woke. When he started this, he was not as woke as he is now.
No, well,
he's more woke.
Well, yeah, he spoke to a lot of people. He spoke to Army Rangers or whatever, and they're like, hey, dude, that's pretty disrespectful. You should probably try this. I get where you're coming from. And he did it.
The second wave of the protests, which is what we're talking about now, which is much more direct and much more researched and nuanced, I'm very supportive of. In the beginning, I don't think Colin really knew exactly what he was doing or had a plan. Mm. I mean, he's just sitting down. He had the cops that were
he was angry. You gotta remember the social climate around the time when he was doing that. This was like when Trayvon was happening. This is when Mike Brown was happening. This is like weeks, like, you know, this is stuff that just happened like weeks ago to him while he was wearing the pig socks or whatever.
Right.
He was angry just like the rest of us were angry.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, maybe he didn't have the best I'm sure he didn't foresee all this happening afterwards. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, dog, like what are you gonna kill him over some socks? It sucks.
Yeah. So here's a question. And I'm not saying we should kill him over the socks. I'm just saying that, like, he's become more aware of what he is fighting for exactly.
Of course.
Whereas before he was maybe angry and being inflammatory and doing things like that that didn't really help the movement. Mm. Those socks don't really help.
Mm.
We agree on that?
I mean, I guess.
Is that the way you fight it?
There were some nice socks. I mean, I would.
Damn,
I'm a sock connoisseur, man. Like, let's make sure my joints is on point. I might have worn them. I got cop friends, but hey,
you gotta. Say
I
that
can't turn out some fire socks, bro.
All right, whatever. I'm not a big fan of the pig sock, but I do love the message that he's putting out now. I think it's great, and I want us that to take us to our next conversation, which is how long after Mike Tomlin stops coaching will it be before he becomes a serial killer?
Wait. Can you preface that?
Every time this guy is in a press conference or whatever, he's talking to the reporters after the game, he has the serial killer blink. His eyes are wide. Like, he doesn't have high eyes. You know high eyes where you're just like half open and chilling days?
He's got drill sergeant eyes, man.
He looks like the front of a Corvette. It's just wide open or close. No in between.
So that OJ movie Kaz was talking about where somebody's framing OJ for murder is going to be Tomlin. Mike Tomlin? And then you're going to blame it on Omar Epps. You're like, it's not me. It's the other dude that looks just like me.
He's going to be rubbing his hands in the corner like, I told you I'd get away with it. But no. The OJ movie, we still got to make that.
We're gonna make it. we're gonna have it. Okay, let's get back to basketball. You mentioned Markieff Morris. I found an interesting fact out this week. My buddy Jason Levine was brought this up to me. Shout out to Jason. He listens. He's a good man. Piece of shit also, but he's a good man. He roped me into getting Knicks season tickets, and now the team is a disaster.
How'd you not see that coming?
Y'all are so fucking.
Because I trusted this piece of shit. He's a real estate guy, and they always trick you into getting involved in these projects. So thank you, Jason, but fuck you. Did you know that Marcus and Markieff Morris have 100% identical tattoos?
Yeah, they take it too far, man. They're a little weird with it.
Yeah.
They take it too far.
There was one game, I think, in the playoffs where I think Marcus was hurt. And Markieff, no, he wasn't hurt. Marcus was playing, and Markieff wore his jersey to the game, like his away jersey, while it was a home game, nobody could tell him apart. And then Marcus gets hurt. So everyone was like, should Markieff just suit up?
You're telling
nobody
me
they, would know.
You're telling me they haven't done that?
I'm sure they have.
Especially much better than the other, though.
Well, here's what originally, this is, I mean, there's some fascinating shit going on with the twin dynamic that nobody is touching and we need to talk about.
Okay.
So I think it was, and I forget, I wrote exactly the note, so I get it out. One of them, who was on Houston, Markieff or Markieff?
Markieff.
Markieff.
Marcus is on Boston.
So Markieff, drafted by Houston, was supposed to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played shitty for Houston. Houston had to like give him away to get him with on Phoenix. He goes on Phoenix, starts killing it. Not only does he kill it, they've done the plus minus statistic when both of them are on the floor together.
It's crazy.
They're like double effective
when
they're both. They literally miss each other when one is on the bench. They can't play without each other together.
Crazy.
They have the exact same matching tattoos. Here's the craziest shit. When they were signing contracts with Phoenix, they said, we don't care how much each of us gets as long as the Markieff and Marcus brothers both get $13 million together because it's going in the same account. They have one bank account. So they gave him $13 mil total, five to, I think, Marcus and then eight to Markieff or whatever the breakdown was like that. At what point does the twin stuff become a little extra?
Yeah. Also, why does any team sign them separately?
Great point.
Always blew my mind. Yeah. They're not good. They're not good separated. They need to be together.
Yes.
You should have known that since college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have known that.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it seems like, you know, especially in the NBA, like, it's probably hard to like pull that off, even with like 100% identical tattoos and all that type of stuff. But I feel like this past year, with the playoffs, if there's any time to like switch, like, yo, I'm hurt. This is only gonna, you know, if I play good and, you know, it's a playoff game and like we beat, I forgot who they're playing, like Boston at that time, whatever. Like, dog, this is good for both of us. Like, yeah, I absolutely do think that they switch places one time.
If one of them gets into the finals, you have to.
I don't even think they ask. I don't even think they have a conversation. The other one just feels that his brother got hurt and then just takes the flight to wherever he needs to go. Nurses him back to health that night.
It's a wild... I mean, look, I don't have a twin, so I can't speak on it. But
if I had a twin, I'd do that shit all the time.
Nah, you wouldn't take it that far, though. You get the same tattoos.
I wouldn't have matching tattoos, but I would. Even the same clothes thing, I probably wouldn't do that either.
But if it's something
the same clothes thing is cute when your parents dress you.
Yeah.
But then when you start dressing you.
But if it's something where it's like it's financially beneficial for you guys to look exactly alike just in case one of you can't go. Like,
ain't that beneficial, dog. You think other twins look at them the way we look at couples that are way too into each other? Just like, hi.
Twins,
Jesus
bro.
Christ, bashing too much, man. Calm down.
I think they do it just to cheat. You know what I mean? Like, because you can
literally fuck the same girls.
There are twins that do that. They're cool sharing women.
Really?
Yes.
I believe that. That's still gross, but I believe that.
I mean, you share like the same DNA. It's not like it's that different.
What do you
she's
not
getting
share?
The same nut either way.
She's getting the same fluid.
Same genes are coming in.
I share a body with my brother, and he's not even my twin, and he's way older than me.
You shared a body?
I would share a body with
him. I was like, what kind of share a body?
No,
what's going on?
Not share like a body.
Wait, you and your brother haven't fucked the same girl you have?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so. He said he would.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so with the twins, I'm sure it's a lot easier for them to do it. And like,
I
you don't even
do
look
it.
Alike me, my brother.
You can't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sharing a girl with anybody whose dick is bigger. You know what I mean? Like, if we're
there's
identical,
there's only one way to find that out. And by the time you find out, it's too late.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do the half identical shit. Nah. I'm not. No. It's gotta
be fully identical
for sure. Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Gotta drink a lot of water, get the blood flow going.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna be having sex with you and hearing her make more noise with you than me. That's emasculating. You know what I mean? Like, don't be. Don't do that.
Get one behind and then, like, tag him out.
Yeah, I'm leaving the room, bro. And I'm putting on the noise canceling Bose. I'm not gonna listen to any other sounds that I haven't heard before. Not happening. No,
I'm good.
Definitely not.
Good on that shit.
Guys, anything else?
I don't know. I think this is pretty. Do we have any updates on our soccer teams that we've
played? Oh shit!
Yeah, bro.
Yo, do you follow soccer at all?
Neither do we.
All right.
No, I'm into this shit.
Yo, yeah. Okay, so my team, my soccer team.
Let me Google.
I've seen somebody say the USA failed to make the.
Oh, we're trash, bro.
Again.
I told you. And this is your fault, by the way.
First of all, why is it my fault?
Yes, the flagrant two curse continues, because last week you said, oh, yeah, the U.S. team's going to win the World Cup. And for the first time since the 86, you don't even freaking qualify for the damn shit.
If America's not in the World Cup, it ain't a World Cup. That shit is a cup.
It's a European cup.
It's a European cup. But if you want, how you going to have a world anything without America?
Oh no, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be
bro,
very
not,
honest.
In soccer, we're not America. We're like Kenya. You know
son,
what I mean? Like,
son, we're America at the end of the day. We have our, I said this on Instagram, and I'm being 100% serious about this. We have our not elite athletes playing soccer. Okay, we have our fifth string guys playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Elite athletes play basketball, football, baseball, maybe even hockey. It's the fifth string athletes that are playing soccer. That being said, our fifth string athletes should be able to beat the best athletes in the rest of the world just because that's how great we are in America.
Yeah, I guess.
I really believe it. You're telling me there's an elite athlete? Josie Altidore could play any other sport? Name one person on that team that you think could play any other sport. Josie Altidore is the most athletic looking one. What's the other guy's name? He's a
the
rapper
young dude,
too.
I forgot the young the
Pulisic.
Young kid. Pulisic?
Pulisic is the guy who's playing well. He looks like a substitute teacher. They got another guy on the team who's been he's like a legend. What's his name?
Dog, I have no idea about anything.
I don't know that much about soccer.
Bro.
All I'm saying is,
like,
you
know way
guy,
more than I do. And I'm like,
if you saw him
I'm like,
on
fuck
a
it, let's
train,
pick a team.
If you saw him on a six, you saw him on a train, are you going, yo, these guys are professional athletes?
Nah, absolutely not.
Because we don't care.
No. I ran into Tim Howard before and I was like, oh, okay, like this guy, like he has like strangely large hands. I'm like, okay, I could see that.
You could see him maybe what?
Playing, maybe.
Maybe playing football.
Maybe playing. No. He could box.
All right. So he could box. You know what I'm saying? And Tim Howard's like an elite goalie.
Yeah.
Imagine LeBron was a goalie. Imagine Odell is a striker.
Oh,
imagine.
Yeah, we'd be the best.
Come on, yo.
We'd be the best.
Come
we
on,
don't care.
Come on.
We don't care, but then
soccer's
we have to
not
fun,
care
that we
bro.
Make the World Cup. We,
say what?
There's soccer's not fun.
First of all,
not for Americans.
I'll root for anything if it's America against the world. I watch curling, and I've said this a million times. I'll watch curling if it's America versus the rest of the world.
Soccer's just not fun for us, man. Like,
now,
just,
I always hear, if you do what we're supposed to be doing, and you pick a team, and you watch for a year, you'll get really into it. I've heard this from many people.
I'm gonna tell you, I agree 1000% because every time, like,
that's why people are
the
so
Olympics
hyped because they thought
World
we
Cup
were really
lit.
About to do this.
Yeah.
They were just like, yo, I got tweets from people like, man, I can't wait till you. And I was like, keep waiting.
Man, I forgot what I was gonna say.
It's okay. But it's basically, good. Liverpool, my team tied.
Ah.
We played
Everton.
Yeah.
Everton lost two games.
You lost?
Yeah.
We're
in 16th place.
Oh, I didn't even look what place we're in. My team tied, which is crazy. I don't understand why you tie. I don't understand why you leave it in a tie.
I think that's why. I think that there's two reasons why Americans don't really get into sports, right? One, soccer is a poor man's sport. It's a poor country sport.
It's very true.
And two,
you tie.
It is. All you really need, think about it. Like, most of the big sports in America, I think our poorest sport, quote unquote, is basketball.
Yeah.
You literally just get a hoop and a ball. That's all you need, right?
Yep.
Soccer, you just need a ball and two goals.
Yeah.
Football is a very expensive sport. Hockey is a very expensive sport. Baseball is a very expensive sport. The reason why we succeed
baseball
in
is so
all
expensive. They're playing it all over the Dominican Republic and Cuba and
with branches
well,
and mangoes.
Yeah,
seeds,
not
bro.
With
the
real.
Not, they're good.
Maybe that's
they're
what
better
we
than
need
us.
To be playing with. We gotta stop playing with real shit. Play with sticks.
Stop giving people actual bats. Like,
bro,
go make your own ball.
These
go
big ass
shit.
Bats. These Puerto Ricans are playing with like a belt.
Yeah.
They just gotta they take off their belt. They take off their belt and they wrap a chancla around where the handle is, and that's how they hit home runs, bro. They're out here killing it, Indiana Jones style.
And they better than us at it, man. They better than us at it, bro.
There's something to this. We need to change the way we train. That's
facts.
The problem.
Facts.
We're training with soccer balls. In Brazil, what are they using?
Balls of yarn or something.
They're using fucking pineapples, old pineapples. They're using shitty things that aren't the actual
One
soccer balls.
One of the
ball.
Saddest things I've ever seen is like some like little orphan kid, like he knitted himself like a Messi jersey,
whoa,
or whatever, because like he was a big Messi fan and he was like super poor, and Messi saw it and like brought him to a game and got him a real jersey. It was real tearjerker, real sad as shit. But like that's why most of these countries kick our ass in soccer, because like, most of the countries that beat our ass are poor countries.
Nah, we just don't care, man.
And we don't care.
If we wanted to play soccer, we'd play soccer. If we played soccer like we played basketball, nobody's beating us.
But like in the hierarchy of a sport,
Chris
you know
Paul
what I mean?
Would be
like,
better than Lionel Messi if he played his whole life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, all of them.
Yeah. You
take Iverson. Imagine Iverson if he played soccer.
Fuck everyone.
Are you kidding me? Cristiano Ronaldo is the best soccer player in the world.
Yeah.
The best soccer player in the world. Imagine Russell Westbrook playing soccer. There's no deke. There's no nothing. He's just stiff-arming you out of the way. Sit down, bro.
And apparently Odell Beckham's actually really good at soccer, too. And, like, he barely, like, tries.
Well, quit this football
But, like,
shit.
If you look at, like, some, like, YouTube videos, they'll be, like, him, like, doing some wild shit, like, with, you know, dribbling or whatever. But apparently he's nice.
Apparently Kobe was good.
Yeah. Steve Nash is good.
Listen, we need to get back. We need to get into the soccer. I don't like the rest of the world having something over us. I don't. I get very competitive with this shit.
We just got to overpopulate, man. We just got to overpopulate this country so we have more people to care about soccer.
He's saying America needs to get poorer.
We need to get poorer.
That's what he's saying.
We need to get poorer, dog. We need to get poorer, bro.
He really broadcast over to our side.
give it 20 or 30 years. Once the NFL phases out after all the CTE lawsuits, get us out of here.
That's the best argument against building a wall.
Why?
So how are we going to build a wall when we haven't even made the World Cup? You know what I mean? Like, we need these motherfuckers. Let's go, Mexico. Bienvenidos. You know what I'm saying? We need that Copa del Mundo. Let's make it happen. Okay? Fuck this wall. When we when we win a World Cup, then you can build a wall. Until then, clearly we need some immigrants.
Damn, it's I tried soccer. I tried Everton. I'm going to stay with it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stay supporting, but until we, you know.
Liverpool all day, but I don't like this tie shit.
Arsenal, guys, Arsenal had a big loss. They lost to Watford. It's a terrible team.
Oh, no.
Yo, the manager gotta go. Arsene Wenger gotta go. Yo, this motherfucker, dog. You can't lose to Watford, fam. It's Watford.
Yo.
The fuck? That's unacceptable.
I have no idea what anyone's talking about.
That shit sounds so English.
Well, I was just Googling this shit.
Watford.
That's true, yo. Watford is trash. I can't believe anybody ever lost to Watford.
That's a terrible team, Watford.
Yeah. What was the score?
It was not a good listen. It was a big loss. It was a big loss.
They were trying. They're all on the pitch.
They're all on the pitch, but they're just not. They don't have a good coach manager.
You can't do that. They had nice kits too, right?
The kits were hot, bro. Shout out to Kith. Is it Kiths or Kits?
Kits.
Oh, Kits.
I don't know, bro. We're trying.
All I'm trying to say is y'all got no excuse for a tie. It's a Saturday. Nobody has to go work. Just stay there until you get a fucking winner. All right. This is some real socialist nonsense.
It's like
you get a little bit of a win. You get a little bit of a win. No, okay?
And y'all got penalty kicks. Y'all got a system.
Yo.
It was exciting as fuck.
Yeah. I'm tired, yo. I'm tired. Hey, if you guys tie, they should take away your health care. That's for real. Y'all got no reason to have health care for ties, okay? So nobody gets health care if you tie. That being said, we just want to say super thank you to my man Jesse, a.k.a. Filet.
Yeah, thanks for coming through, bro.
No problem.
Seriously, where can people find you, man? We got to...
I live in Jersey. You can find me around.
Actually find you, dog.
No, like...
I mean, I get social, bro.
Filet is wild, bro. Instagram. You can Instagram BPF_JessJones and then my Filet page. Filet with four Ys.
Filet with four Ys.
Yeah, F-I-L-A, four
Ys. Every other social media star, when they said find you, they would be all about every social media. You're a human being. Find me as a person? Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Jersey, man.
You want to play? Oh, you want to play me? Okay, come to Jersey then. He's not afraid of it. And he actually does play ball really well. Are you playing in any of the leagues in the city?
Yeah. I played during the summer. I played Dykeman. I played Tri-State. I played in Pro City. I played in Pro City last summer, but not this summer.
We got to get you in the G League, man. We got to get you a tryout. Definitely. Have you had a tryout for them? We got to get you a trial,
man. You'll find that, man.
We're gonna have some conversation with some folks. That'd be a great story.
Yes,
imagine
sir.
You went from social media superstar to NBA, at least G League player.
Yeah, that'd be something. That'd be good.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen, man.
Yeah, let's make some phone calls over to Adidas and Bleacher. We're gonna put some things through, see what we could do. But thank you so much for showing
up, man,
doing this. Why don't you take us out? Let them know who they've been listening to.
Filet Grid 2.
Analysis.
I like that.
Thank you so much, man. All right, Kaz, let them know what you got going on. I know you got some parlays.
Oh, yeah, man. This weekend, we're in D.C. for Henny Palooza, D.C. for Howard Homecoming. We're also hosting that stadium on Friday night before that. So bring your singles. That should be fun.
Whoa.
As well, yeah.
So you're going to go to stadium and host, meaning?
Yeah, host.
You there putting money on the girls.
Yes. Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, DC's fun. And we're at Echo Stage the next day for Henny Palooza DC. It's usually one of our better Henny Paloozas in that city. And I think that's it, man. You could listen to me on the Satori Radio every Monday for every Monday through Friday.
That was the first black strip club I ever went to.
What, Stadium?
Yep.
Stadium has some talent. Stadium has some talent, bro.
I remember Duval. I was there with Duval and Charlamagne, and I remember Duval, Lil Duval, shout out to Lil Duval. He walked me. He was like, "Hey, come with me. Let me show you how this is done." I was being too polite. I was just like, you know, handing dollars and like, maybe here, you did well. This guy brought me to the main stage. This girl was shaking her ass. He grabbed my hand at the wrist. It was very emasculating. He grabbed my hand at the wrist. Yeah, from his little ass.
First of all, he's like 3 feet five.
Bro, he's tiny. He grabbed my hand. He just made me start spanking the girl on the ass. Right. It was really funny. He made me spanking the girl on the ass and then throwing money at her. And then he leaves me. Keep doing your thing. He leaves me. He leaves me. And all of a sudden, these three huge bouncers come. Coming over here, you can't touch the fucking girls. What the hell are you doing? And I look over, but Duval said, and he's just cracking up in the corner. Charlamagne almost got murdered at Stadium. Don't do that if you go to Stadium.
Hell no. Yeah, that's it.
Same thing. I'm gonna be promoting My Money's Invested, American Desi's podcast. Check that out, and also the ABDC comedy show at New York Comedy Festival. Caroline's on Broadway, November 12th, 7:30.
Oh, man, I forgot to plug the Rust Rap podcast as well.
Get in there.
With Emilio Sparks. Every Saturday, you can hear us on the MLW Network.
Yep.
That is hot. And, yo, check me out. I'm going to be in Chicago doing some shows at Zany's downtown. I'll be there the 4th through the 7th of November. Then I'm going to be for the New York Comedy Festival at Gotham Comedy Club November 9th. That's going to be wild. I'm going to be premiering my new the new special that I'm working on. So that will be the first time you get to see that. And then I'll be in Long Island, I think, the weekend after that out at McGuire's. So just check the website. I'm going to be down in D.C. eventually in the new year also. So check the website, theandrewschultz.com. You get all my stuff right there. And thank you. And also keep watching 441. It's on YouTube. You could do that. And thank you guys so much for supporting, following, listening.
You can keep also listening. Check him out on Trainwreck.
Yes.
Nah, I'm not on that shit. Not on that shit. That's a coincidence. But in all seriousness, yo, keep subscribing to the podcast. If you love the podcast, subscribe to it. Tell people about it. Share. Leave comments. All that shit. We're trying to take over. This is the number one sports podcast in the world, so we want to keep it that way. We can't keep it that way without your support. So thank you guys so much for supporting. Tell a friend. Tell the world. What is it? Tell a friend. Tell a mundo.
Telemundo.
I don't know. Some shit like that. Anyway,
all channel, man.
Tell everybody, man. Tell all that shit. So thank you guys so much for listening. And this has been Flagrant 2. Peace.